What if computers become smarter than humans? And what happens when they do? A new book examines the possibilities. WVXU's Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
The 2005 book, The Singularity is Near, was a wake-up call to the world. It imagined the tremendous growth of human and computing intelligence. Now, a new book is out by a different author, James Miller, in Singularity Rising. He uses economic analysis to predict how probable changes in technology will affect society. Thanks for your time, Mr. Miller.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Sure. So how concerned should we be that computers will surpass us in intelligence?
Well, we should be extremely concerned. If these computers are unfriendly, then they'll probably treat us the way we treat chimpanzees. On the other hand, though, if we can instill our values in them, then they could bring us utopia. So how we handle ultra-artificial intelligence is probably the most important issue facing our species.
So what's happening that might make this possible?
Well, this is the underlying force is Moore's Law, where the amount of computing power you can buy every year about doubles, which means we're not that far off from computers having more raw computational power than the human brain. Now, we'll still need the software, but I think we're rapidly developing that too. There are so many economic and military applications for artificial intelligence that market and military forces are pushing us to a singularity, and this will happen even if we don't want to reach one.
And speaking of market forces, you mentioned in your book that the business community is kind of jumping on board with investors. You mentioned people from Google and Skype.
Yeah, they're some of the biggest financial backers of the Singularity Institute and the Singularity University are people who have succeeded in Silicon Valley, which shows the people who best understand technological trends are trying to shape the type of singularity we're going to get.
Now, are other countries pursuing this technology, and might they surpass the U.S.?
I think there is a chance, especially on the human side. Right now, China is looking for the genetic basis of genius. They're analyzing the DNA of a large number of extremely smart people. And we know China, through their one-child policy and their practice of forced abortions, they're very willing to, you know, force parents to engage in reproductive choices that the government wants. So I think it won't be that long before China embarks on a eugenics experiment, and if it succeeds, they could be producing tens of thousands of children every year that have the potential to be significantly smarter than Einstein.
And it appears that we have to become smarter as humans in order to develop computers that are smarter. And how will that happen?
Well, we're already doing that now. I mean, a huge number of college students take focused improving drugs like Adderall that are no doubt accelerating their studies. And because of the horrors of Alzheimer's disease, pharmaceutical companies are researching drugs that can improve people's memory. And these drugs are likely to have the potential of raising the memory of people who are right now well. So in 10 years, it could be possible to take drugs that give you a near photographic memory. This would make it much easier to learn, say, computer programming. You also could have drugs that can relieve boredom. As a professor, I know that boredom is the main enemy of learning. Well, if students can take pills to suddenly make their work more interesting than, say, World of Warcraft is now, they'll do a lot more productive studying. And even if we think this is a bad idea, I don't think we'll be able to stop it. Because the students who take these drugs will do so much better, and they'll have a better crack at the high-paying jobs, that some students will want to do it and other students will do it because of competitive pressure.
In your book, Singularity Rising, you say that singularity can be derailed. How so?
Well, the most likely way it'll be derailed is if our technological civilization collapses. I mean, if we engage in a war and a few thousand atomic weapons go off, then that will stop it from happening. But I think if our technological civilization continues and the world keeps experiencing a few percentage points of growth every year, we'll probably have a singularity in the next 40 years, and we'll definitely have it by the end of the century.
All right. Now, that was my next question. I wanted to know about the timetable. So you're saying in the next 40 years then, right?
I think, yeah, within the next 40 years, we'll probably get it, assuming we don't destroy our civilization.
All right. Some eye-opening information. Dr. James Miller wrote Singularity Rising. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you very much.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.